Hello, my name is David.
And my name is Finn. We are reporting school news for Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are taking swimming lessons at the Y this week. They report they are enjoying every minute in the pool. Their teacher is reading stories and teaching them about leprechauns. Apparently, leprechauns are small and crafty. A group of 7th and 8th graders visited the Cubs to give an informal presentation about the human heart. The Cubs enjoyed learning from the older students.
In math, the first grade fawns are learning about money. They are learning the names of the coins and their value. The kids played games such as store, race for a quarter, and scoops to practice making accurate change. The second grade math group is working very hard on mental math. They are figuring out problems such as take 8 away from 450 without using a pencil or paper. In art, the students are studying Monet and Impressionism.
The wolves took advantage of the melting, mushy snow and built an awesome snow fort in Phi Ed class. They also learned to play Spud. In Spud, a group of students in a circle counts off, each taking a number. Then the person who is it throws the ball in the air, calling off a random number. At the same time, the group scatters. The person whose number is called must retrieve the ball and then yell freeze. When everyone freezes, the new it person may take 3 steps and throw the ball at the nearest person. Below the waist. If a person is tagged by the ball, they are assigned a letter, first S, then P, then U, and D. If a person has been tagged 4 times, they get out and a new game is started.
In the Links class, students finish writing their Reader's Theater scripts about the colonial period. They practice recording their stories through this. Through this activity, they learned how to create a new document on their Google account. They use tools to edit and share their scripts with the rest of the group. They also practice the lyrics to Start It Up, a catchy song about the 13 colonies. In math, the Lynx began exploring angles and polygons. This month, students will be creating a puzzle of art with specific angles and polygons to solve visual puzzles.
In science, the otters are making a stop-motion animation of the cycle of meiosis using gummy worms. Meiosis is part of a cell division process essential to human reproduction. The gummy worms are the chromosomes. The students are learning the process by showing how the chromosomes, or in this case, the gummy worms, duplicate, split, and form new cells. When the movie is finished, the otters will present it to other classes and describe the process.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Finn.
And David.
Have a great day.